Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. If you have any questions today, visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your questions on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. What are we going to be talking about today? Three ways to prevent FOMO. Now, many people have heard the term FOMO as fear of missing out. Today, we're going to be talking about fear of moving on. But before we continue, I have a question just for you. Did you do your homework? And the only thing you had to do was tune in to last week's episode, which was about a wealth passport. Hopefully, after listening to the episode, you discovered whether or not you had a wealth passport. And if you don't have a wealth passport, we told you three ways to obtain your wealth passport. Now, of course, you know what time it is. It's time for us to say our morning mantra. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decision and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by G-O-D, God. Our sponsors today are Linky.com, BigNetDomain.com, and Binance.us. You can get access to all of those links and all the show notes. The show will drop tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are a mompreneur, dadpreneur, or solopreneur, and you're looking for a high-tech, high-touch platform that can help you share anything and everything, anywhere, at all times, well, go to linky.com. That's L-I-I-N-K-Y.com. Use promo code Linky, L-I-I-N-K-Y, 25, and receive a 25% savings on all annual plans. Yep, it is 2023. And yep, people are still suffering from a digital dilemma. If that happens to be you, go over to bignetdomain.com where the net just got bigger. My friends will hook you up. Use promo code BIGNET and receive a 10% savings upon checkout. You may be asking yourself, Doug, what do they have? Well, they have email marketing. They have hosting. They have hundreds and hundreds of templates for whatever your niche or business or freedom venture is. Go ahead over there right now. Email marketing, SEO, certs, and all of that. Check them out right now today. Now, my friends over at Binance.us, they're going to give you a whopping $10 if you open up an account today. I highly encourage you to do that. Click the link in the show notes or on YouTube or on Twitter or on Facebook or in the group. By the way, don't forget to join the group. Have you ever experienced FOMO? Yes, no, or I don't know. We're not talking about fear of missing out. We are talking about fear of moving on. My man, Larry, 30 years old, married with two kids, a mortgage, and a dog, found himself at a crossroads. He was previously promised a promotion to VP of sales and marketing due to his tremendous successful track record, which increased revenues by 300% over the last 3 years. However, due to the recent economic downturn in the economy, his promotion would be delayed for another year. Let's get personal. Larry went home and shared the news with his beautiful bride, his lovely wife of over 10 years. She said, Larry, it's only a year. Just be patient. If you were Larry, what would you do? Three ways to prevent fear of moving on. Point number one, know that fear is real. You've heard people say the acronym means false evidence appearing real. And I'm going to ask you a question, and you tell me if it's false or not. So let's just say you're running through your neighborhood. And let's just say, I don't know, a Doberman Pinscher, a German Shepherd, and a Rottweiler come charging at you. Are you going to tell yourself, no, I'm not afraid. Stand here and don't run. Or are you going to hightail it out of there? Now, 9 out of 10 people that have and know and believe that fear is a healthy thing are going to run because they don't want to be bitten. they might not be afraid of the dogs. They just don't want to be bitten. The fear of being bitten is actually more powerful than the animal that's charging them. Know that fear is real and it's necessary and it's healthy. It's one of those things that say fight or flight. That's what it does. It's an absolutely wonderful thing to be fearful, particularly when your life is in danger or a family member or a loved one's life is in danger. If your home is on fire, you do not want to be burned. You are afraid of being burned. That's a good thing. Get out of the house. Call 911. Leave all the stuff because you got insurance. You can replace that, but you can't replace people. Point number one, know that fear is real. Point number two, when it comes to fear of moving on, we're talking about Larry. And Larry, although he was 30 years old, he was super talented, college educated, actually went to a very prestigious university, and he obtained his degree in business with a concentration on marketing and sales and advertising. And so he interned with this very company that he thought he was going to be the vice president of sales and marketing for, marketing and sales. And to his disappointment and obviously to his dismay, due to the downturn in the economy, the promised promotion never materialized. And so this is the question that we all have to ask ourselves when an opportunity, which could be a relationship or it could be a promotion or it could be other, when that thing slips away, you have to know that your freedom is worth it. You've heard me say many times that I'm not your financial advisor. I'm not your financial planner. I'm not your wealth planner or advisor. I am your freedom advisor. And so Larry was at this crossroads and Larry had to figure out, man, is it worth staying here and waiting an entire year based on my past performance and track record, or should I pursue freedom and go in another direction? So you have to know that your freedom is worth it, but only you need to know that. In other words, what I'm saying is you should not seek advice, permission, or counsel from any other person. Do you realize that there is no human being that can grant you freedom on the face of the earth except you? Which is why I always say and ask or say our morning mantra. The morning mantra is designed to put you in a frame of mind, in a state of mind, give you a mindset that your decisions are your decisions alone. However, they do have ramifications. Your decisions do have consequences, which is why I say what I say with the morning mantra, so you fully embrace that and understand that and own it. And we're talking about three ways to prevent FOMO, fear of moving on. And the question for Larry was, am I going to wait another year or am I going to move on? Notice that when he asked his wife, his beautiful bride of 10 years, so he got married when he was young, married while he was still in college. He just said, hey, babe, this is what's going on. They told me that I'm going to have to wait another year. Man, I don't know. If it were me, I know exactly how I'm built. I know how my mindset is. I would be like, I got to get up out of here, because after 3 years and 300% increase in revenue, you're telling me that we have to hold up for a promotion? Well, you weren't saying, hey, look, hey, let's give all that revenue back over the last 3 years. You were gladly raking that in, right? And giving people all types of bonuses and stuff. So I would say you have to ask yourself this question. Is your freedom worth it? And then really you have to know that your freedom is worth it and then bet on you 100% of the time. And you should always be living with the results when you bet on yourself. Point number three, dare to live big. This is what Larry was really up against, living bold, inspired, and great. This is what he was up against, but understand he had all of these things and people he was responsible for. Larry was married. He had a wife. He had two kids. They had a mortgage, and they had a dog. Like, God dang, Larry, you got responsibilities and obligations, man. So if you hold off on the promotion, and if you wait around, his employer really doesn't have any credibility. And I'm going to tell you why his employee doesn't have any credibility. But this is what happens when there is a fear of moving on. His employer doesn't have credibility because they had already promised him a promotion based on his proven track record of performance. However, when it was time to cut the check, when it was time to say, hey, Larry, come on in here. You're going to be promoted to VP of marketing and sales. Guess what they said? Well, you know, we had a downturn in the economy, so we can't promote you, Larry. So why would Larry bet on them when they've already lost all credibility because of the economy? Now, this is what I know about great employers. Great employers, because they've made a promise, and that their word is their bond, and they want to keep credibility with their talented employees, they would have just gone ahead and promoted Larry, sucked it up, and ate the cost. But they didn't want to do that. Point number three about dare to live big, bold, inspired, great. Larry, just like many of us, has to make a determination. Am I going to bet on Larry, or am I going to wait around for another year? Now, there's a risk with both. If you're not willing to bet on yourself, you're not willing to be free. You're not willing to live big. You're not willing to live bold, inspired, and great. This is what Larry did. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. It's going to blow you away. Larry decided to listen to his wife and stay so he could get the steady Eddie from his employer. 3 months later, his employer went out of business. And guess what? Larry obviously was let go because the company went out of business. And Larry had to live with that decision. Now, based on Larry's proven track record, graduating from a prestigious university and having all the connections and networks that he had built up over the 5 years that he had been with his employer, he decided to stay with them, and they went belly up. Now, you can imagine Larry was devastated. I'm quite sure his wife was devastated. But this is what happens when you put your freedom in someone else's hands. You can't count on another human being giving you the thing that you desire, that you hunger, and that you thirst for. You desire, you hunger, and you thirst for this thing called freedom. It's very elusive, but once you obtain it, I promise you, you will never give it back. You're talking to a real one. I have secured my freedom, and I'm never going back. So what are our major takeaways? That is a great question. FOMO. Fear of moving on is the power you and I give it. And Larry realized that to his own detriment and demise. What is next week's homework? Thank you for asking. I want you to tune in to next week's episode. In fact, I think that's going to be the homework here on out. Because, you know, sometimes when I'm thinking about content, a story to tell, it doesn't come right away. Engage in the marketplace. I have these amazing conversations with people, and then it'll just come to me. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk about that. But I think, just as a little teaser, I'm going to be talking about miracle money next week, and it's going to be amazing. So I definitely want you to tune in. In fact, tell 5 or 10 of your friends that are probably in cubicle hell, or maybe they're under house arrest because they're working and telecommuting from home, to tune in. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you what? At the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. Bye. There are 5 things you can do if you love the show. 1, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. 2, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. 3, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. 4, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And 5, donate so we can keep bringing great content.